Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. It's time for a quick rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Watch the change of pace and tone. We get strange requests here at the radio. One of my colleagues from a different language program rang to ask me what talking turkey meant, quoting from an article in a secular newspaper which reported, allegedly, that one cardinal in the Vatican was talking turkey.
He was speaking nougas, nonsense. Oh, yeah, it's nougas loquebatur. But we wouldn't say, because there's a word for turkey, which is a gallus indicus. But if you were to say loquebatur gallum indicum, he was speaking about a turkey. No one would get anything out of this thing.
So I'd like to talk turkey now. I'd like to fill in a Roman picture. How'd you say fill in the picture in Latin?
They say, no, imaginem complere. That you could say, imaginem complere.
We get a lot of our pictures of Roman life from marble, bas-reliefs, frescoes, mosaics, coins. Mm. Is that right?
Yes. All of them, because what else, what is left?
A lot of these pictures have animals on them. Now, can I ask you first what your favourite animals are?
No, dogs and dolphins.
What do you tell your students sometimes about dolphins?
I tell the students, if you can't get this, I can get a German shepherd or a dolphin to learn it very well.
How does one say
and
that?
And press the right button, got it? If you can't press the right button.
Say that to me in Latin. Say all of that to me in Latin.
Oh, Lord, deliver us. Delphinum vel canem germanicum. Condoce facere possum, ut hic omnia recte respondeant. Et si vos non potestis hic omnia recte respondere, vocabo, I will call in, delphinum vel canem germanicum. Pastorem, if you wish.
So in these pictures that have come down to us, we see a lot of animals, don't we? Did they have pets as such?
Or oh, heaven's sake, certainly.
They had little dogs, didn't they?
Yeah, all kinds of pets. Mm. We have books about Roman pets. Ooh, birds and snakes and...
Not as pets. Snakes as pets.
Well, yeah, like in a box or in a thing there, like the same thing we have today. I have a cousin in California who's a boa constrictor in the house, which
How
I
would
don't
you say
like.
That? How would you say that in Latin?
Avidomi sue nisho serpentem nisho boam. Which I don't even like, but the Romans had all kinds of pets.
In fact, if you go to the zoo, you have a sector for snakes and crocodiles. They have a sort of reptilarium, don't they?
Hmm.
And they had lots of statues, too, of crocodiles.
Oh, yeah.
How would you say crocodile in Latin?
Oh, crocodilus.
Crocodilus.
Crocodilus. There was no. Ooh, they had all that stuff. And horses, and ooh, certainly they were close to nature.
How would you say that? Nature-loving Romans.
Bah, nature amantes fuerunt. Mm. Nature amantes, and fond of nature.
Mm. Rambling Romans.
Rambling, what is it? Rambling. Romani vagantes. Mm. No, there's no problem with the animals. In fact, they had more respect for animals than they had for people. That's the problem.
Because they travelled so much, there were other animals as well, no? They had an exotic collection of animals that drew their carts, no? Horses?
Horses, equi.
Equi.
Equi, boves, tauri, oxen.
Donkeys.
Yeah, muli, velazini.
Camels?
You know, the Romans didn't have camels. They found that. That was in Africa or Egypt.
Where the lions are.
Ubis and leones. The Romans didn't use camels. I mean, down there, they never knew about camels.
So they loved their animals more than they did
well,
their neighbors.
Well, many times they loved the animals.
How do you say that in Latin?
Animalia magis diligebant quam homines. Oh, I love the animals. I love animals.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. And he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.